This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 159 for Thursday, November 24th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is trading lower on Thursday despite gains in the vegetable oil markets. Most Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed contracts are trading higher this morning. There is no trading on the Chicago Board of Trade today due to the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Crude oil is continuing its decline, albeit a slight one, as China marks a record number of new COVID-19 cases, while the European Union tries to determine a price cap on Russian crude oil. The Canadian dollar is higher by more than 3/10 of a U.S. cent on Thursday morning, putting pressure on canola prices. The January canola contract is down $6.40 per ton at $822.70. U.S. markets are closed today for American Thanksgiving, and there will be an abbreviated session on the Chicago Board of Trade on Friday. On Wednesday, corn, soybeans, and wheat all ended the day higher. A weakening U.S. dollar is bringing support to corn futures, while traders are monitoring the rise of COVID-19 cases in China as well as U.S. railroad union negotiations. Brazil estimates it can export between 40 and 50 million tons of corn in 2023 if there is a bumper crop and Chinese demand is strong, which would pressure U.S. corn futures. The Energy Information Agency said that 1.041 million barrels of ethanol per day were produced for the week ended November 18th, up 30,000 barrels per day from the previous week. Ethanol stocks increased by 1.53 million barrels to 22.83 million, a five-week high. The December corn contract closed 7 U.S. cents per bushel higher on Wednesday at $6.63. Declines in crude oil and an anticipated downturn in Chinese demand put pressure on soybean prices despite closing higher on Wednesday. However, the USDA reported a sale of 110,000 tons of U.S. soybeans to China yesterday morning. The USDA also reported net weekly U.S. soybean sales at 3.03 million tons for the week ended November 10th, the largest one-week figure since September 2020. The January soybean contract closed 6 U.S. cents per bushel higher on Wednesday at $14.36. Losses in the U.S. dollar index provided support for U.S. wheat prices, but reports that buyers imported European Union wheat also put pressure. Rain is expected later this week and into next week through parts of wheat-growing areas in Oklahoma and Texas, but Kansas will remain dry. More than 100 grain vessels remained in Istanbul, awaiting inspection on Wednesday with an average of 2.5 vessels cleared per day. The December Chicago wheat contract closed 2 U.S. cents per bushel higher on Wednesday at $7.94. The December Kansas City hardwood wheat contract closed 5 U.S. cents higher at $9.30. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract closed 12 U.S. cents higher at $9.58. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, November 24th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.